What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass. Y'all tuned in to another episode of Ann's Podcast. Let me clear my throat. Say nah, like, but this episode, man, we talking about paying the DJs, man. And the reason why is because this can help push your business and your music forward, no matter which side of the ball you on. A lot of times, man, people be trying to get over on the DJs, man, and they don't really be understanding, like, the full flow of having, like, a full business model that includes the DJ. Besides just renting the DJ to just control the crowd or to play music. Like, think about it from a monetizing standpoint. The DJ can work with you or work for you even while you're not even around or present. You feel me? So, for example, like creating and establishing a relationship with a DJ that you may know that may be doing gigs on a high rate. And if you know that they're going to be doing a show in front of a crowd that appeal to your music, basically, long story short, or your brand or something like that, paying them to spin your record or paying them to spin your little jingle or something like just in between a song or not even like a little jingle, but just, you know, like, yeah, like or putting your brand on a table or on a laptop. Like, this is being seen by a lot of people throughout the whole night. People that's vibing. You feel me? And they soaking all this in. People taking pictures, posting videos. This stuff is being seen and being heard. That DJ also got a fan base, got a following. People coming up to that stage. People want to identify with the music that's being played. If you listen to a lot of these A&Rs and music executives, they go to some of these local events and they listen to the music that's being played. And they ask the DJ, like, who is that? Who is that young dude? Who is this person that I just heard on that song? He got the club rocking. The moments have to be created, sort of like orchestrated, which means you can start to put together a nice formula if you was to build a network with your DJs, right? So say, like, if you know a DJ, they be like, man, I perform at all type of gigs. I do weddings. I do corporate. I do club, I do dance halls. Then it's like, damn, hey, I got this brand new dance single that I just collaborated with this new reggae dance hall. I mean, like, just reggae artist. So, you know, just like a dance hall musician, and it's a real dance hall type vibe. Hey, what if I pay you $20 per gig to spin my record? You feel me? At these dance halls. You feel me? And then they hitting, like, four dance halls a month. You guarantee your record is being played and like the showcase in front of people. So once they hear your music again, probably on like a Facebook ad, or they just hear it, they familiar with it, like, oh, this that song that we heard at the club that one time, they familiar with it. Next you know, now you starting to build that brand, you starting to build that fan base from familiarity. And that just from an artist standpoint, you know. And then even going back into it even bigger than that, building and having that leverage with the DJ also lets you find out about new opportunities. You feel me? Because what if it's a DJ? They're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm DJing for this open mic, or I'm DJing for this showcase. You feel me? So now they can relay the message to you, like, yeah, I'm going to be at this show. They got an open spot. You know, I'm at this show for woo-woo-woo. They got this open spot. Between, you know, like, and they got this open spot. Basically, like, just letting you just know about opportunities that may benefit you. But I'm saying that comes from just networking. Once you actually start feeding the DJs, it's like me, man, the way my mindset work, I started just breaking bread with them. Be like, hey, if it's a paying gig, I'll cut you in on it. You know? Work with the DJ. If it's a paying gig, I'll cut you in on it. Oh, man, I see that you got a laptop set up. Man, how much would it cost for you to put my sticker on your laptop? This is a laptop that you use for every performance, right? I bet. Shoot. let me put this sticker on you. You feel me? Like on this laptop. Let me sponsor the DJ. Oh man, I noticed the DJ always wearing hats. The DJs fly, they on the gram. Part of their personality is that they fly. Like, I don't know if y'all know about Nika So Dope. She a DJ out of the Twin Cities. You go to her Instagram, her shit is fly. She always dressed in the latest fashion. So if I'm a fashion, you know, fashion type of guy, fashion designer or something like that, I'm in the fashion industry or something like that, I know she on the gram, I know she on the book, but also I know that she's in front of crowds of people. She, you know, she flicking up. They come into the booth. They coming to take pictures with her. They want to get next to her. They shooting videos with her like, hey, I'm next to Nika So Dope. So it's like, why not throw a hat on her? T-shirt, sponsor, you know, throw something on her, you know, we gonna pay for it. You feel me? Build that, like that networking system with them too. You feel me? Hey, this money can be played full circle, but it also helps build you because they in front of large crowds of people and they taking pictures. These are public figures. Sometimes, some DJs are bigger than the artists that they spend for, low key. So it's like tapping into that. And it's also, what you'll realize is, a lot of people, they don't really, you know, break bread with the DJs like that. So I feel like a lot of DJs will be appreciative of it. And then that also, you will be able to build a solid relationship from that too as well. Because they see that you ain't about just getting over, you about actually doing business with them. You see the value in their art, their craft. Because they spend time figuring out how to put together the right playlist for the right audience, figuring out how to fade in and fade out and all that, the transitions and, you know, just the whole setup, the whole process, creating their whole image and brand. You feel me? That shit takes time and take money. You feel me? Money that they gotta, you know, try to get back. They ROI, they return on investment. So once you show them that you're willing to invest in that, shoot, they can show you how they can invest their skill set into you. Just think about it, man. If every intermission between performances and stuff like that, where they're just playing tracks off their playlist, they slide your song in every here and there. Huh. Next thing you know, they end up getting on at like the local festival or somewhere. Like they got a small little section, but they got like 300, 400, 500 people out there though. Huh, they slide your song in there. Huh, you ain't even there. It's like you just did a performance in front of that whole audience without being there. That's what y'all not understanding me. And by putting your garments or your brand, your stickers or anything like that on those DJs while they standing up there on those booths and they in front of these hundreds of people, it's like you're doing an advertisement at this event, but you're not even there. They're pubbing it for you. A lot of people ain't familiar with the LL Cool J commercial that he did when it was like the for us, by us, but it was a Gap commercial. Think about it. That was all pure networking, establishing a relationship, but also like, man, hey, we see what you're doing. We invested into that. So the relationship turned full circle. All right, I'm going to use my opportunities to put you on. From you put me on, whatever I make from that, I'm going to use them opportunities to read back, you know, to reinvest back into you. So you can help keep putting me on and we keep putting each other on. You feel me? Creating that type of relationship. And that's what I mean by creating that type of relationship and environment. But I ain't going to talk y'all ear off, man. I just want to let y'all know of a, you feel me? Like, man, feed the DJ, man. And I ain't saying that DJs ain't eating, but they ain't eating like how they should be. You feel me? You shouldn't have to be a hit celebrity to start getting your dues. Because a lot of these royalties, you know, like, I ain't gonna go back into all that. They say that for another episode. But, you feel me? Just pay the man. Or pay the woman. Or pay to them. Just pay that person. Pay that DJ. Now go DJ. We out of here.